I'm here. I am Pretty Boy Girl, or at Pretty Boy Girl on Instagram. I am at The Real Pretty Boy Girl on Patreon. This is our podcast, and I'm joined by Baby Clover. Say hey, Baby Clover.
Yo, yo, it's me, Clover.
Hey, hey. And right now, she is not 100% out, so we are gonna keep her identity under wraps for, like, until she's comfortable, you know, or they're comfortable. Sorry, let me get the pronouns correct.
Thank you.
They, them. Everybody, they, them, shout out to Clover.
But I guess in the club, I'm she, her.
Yeah, true. In the club, we're all she, hers.
We're
because
girls, girls, girls.
Girls, girls, girls. Because, you know, patrons really don't understand, like, diverse gender identities, so.
I had one that did.
Yeah, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
He was like, well, actually, he was kind of weird about it. He was like, oh, so what are your pronouns? And I was like, they, them. And he was like, oh, cool. Do you want to tell me a little bit about how, like, you explored your gender?
Wow. How you explored your gender?
Yeah.
I wonder if it was, like, he was trying to make it kinky. Like, how did you explore
no,
your gender?
No, he was. He was.
He was like, yeah. Yeah. You like girls.
Basically, I was like, them. It's a little bit different than exploring your sexuality. It yeah. was kind of me being it's, like, mm.
Yeah, it's gender identity. It's not, like, sexual orientation. But it's not, like, men understand that kind of thing.
No.
So anyway, ooh, so we're here. We're queer. Get used to it. Also, we're strippers, and this is a podcast about sex workers talking about sex work. I'm going to take off my headphones because I don't want to hear my voice right now. Fluff this hair.
Cute.
So we're here this week to talk about baby strippers. Being a baby stripper, baby stripping 101. So you want to be a stripper? Question mark, exclamation point, question mark. So we're going to kind of go through all of the basics, and Clover is here because it is they are a baby stripper, and everything is new and fresh, and I love talking to them about their experience because
I'm such a baby.
Yeah, and I have, like, old eyes, so, like, I look at everything, and I'm like, oh, wow, like, I don't even listen to anybody or know anybody's names, and I just, like, I'm like a fucking robot in the club in some ways, as much as it looks natural, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Whenever you get good at something, you can, like, be a robot, but it's natural.
I'm, like, hiding in the bathroom in my downtime.
Hiding in the bathroom? Yeah. Okay, so you want to be a stripper. So let's kind of start from the top. So if you want to be a stripper, step one is auditioning most of the time, although there's a bit of a change in California because of the new employee switchover, because formerly we were independent contractors, and now we are employees at most clubs, although there are definitely some clubs that are operating under the radar and also pay off the local government.
At our club, it's...
At our club, which we're not going to name because I kind of, like, I don't want our club to change to employee status, because the real problem with that is that a lot of clubs have taken it as an opportunity to, like, thoroughly punish strippers for trying to access their rights as laborers. So, like, there were a bunch of lawsuits that happened where various strippers came and said, we are being treated as employees. We have a schedule. We are working, like, X amount of hours. Our identity is core to the identity of the club. And so we should be considered employees. And so this kind of extended to beyond clubs. This is also applies to, like, Uber, Lyft, and other, like, companies that were treating employees as independent contractors. And that was used to, like, deny benefits to the workers. So a lot of people came and they filed lawsuits against clubs to get owed wages, because, like, clubs dock a lot of their wages. They've, like, take about 50% of your earnings. So you earn, like, say $100 for the club gets 50%, you get 50%. So $50, $50. And that's kind of obviously unfair, because you're doing all of the labor and you're still not getting paid a wage for it. So the club is still, like, if you make nothing in a night, formerly, if you make nothing in a night, you're making nothing overall. So anyway.
Or even negative money.
Or negative money,
if you,
yeah.
If you didn't make the minimum, then you had to pay sometimes.
Yeah, you still had to, like, tip out people. And I know, like, some girls, they, like, make $100 and they're still like, oh, I still want to tip out people. Like, I feel like I need to tip out everybody, like, at least $5. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you made less than minimum wage. You're working X amount of hours and you're still, like, paying other people who are on salary, like, who are making hourly wages or who are salary workers.
True.
So it makes literally no sense. But there's, like, this crazy, like, mentality that clubs are, you know, creating with their employees or with the dancers in the club and taking advantage of people. So anyway, we are now employee status at most clubs, except for at my club, because we are operating under the radar. Don't out us, because if we were, so this is a whole fucking episode in itself. So let's get back to the thing. So auditioning, most clubs will make you audition.
My first club, I did not have to audition. Like, yeah. The night whenever I was going out to audition, I got all, like, dressed up. It took several hours.
Yeah, several hours.
We went shopping for, like, an outfit. I didn't find an outfit. I just
ended up... Yeah, we went to the mall. And so I will say that, like, if you're in a pinch, going to, like, Forever 21 or going to, like, Victoria's Secret or something and buying an outfit is an option. But there's, like, there's kind of, like, a way that strippers look and should dress. And there's, like, a lot of stores that are specifically catered toward outfits for strippers that, like, look right in the club, that are, like, good for under, like, black lights and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why you go shopping there. But you can go shopping at the mall if you're in a pinch.
Also, I mean, it's not really a huge deal if you just have some kind of, like, cute undergarments. I honestly haven't gotten an outfit yet. I've just been wearing my normal bra and underwear. Yeah. And, like, I'm doing fine.
Yeah. And also, like, we work at a club that's, like,
fully nude.
Like, all legitimately completely naked.
Like, there are, like, a few different types of clubs. There's, like, full nude, like, the one that we're at. So you're just walking around naked. You're
literally naked.
And you can put on clothes when you go for, like, the stage dancing.
Yeah.
And then you take off your top.
Yeah, because some people, like, want to legitimately, like, strip.
Yeah, because I mean that's kind of the norm at other clubs, like, full nude clubs generally means that you're fully nude by the end of two songs whenever they call you onto the stage
or whenever you're giving a private dance.
Yeah, well, it kind of works, it varies,
but it varies a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of variation. So then there's, like, bikini clubs,
which is, yeah,
where you can serve alcohol, and then there's topless clubs.
Oh, I don't, what's bikini versus topless?
So topless, you're, like, you're in, like, a bikini whenever you're, damn, you can hear, like, this car going off outside, like, really bumping the stereo. Sorry about that for everybody. But anyway, so, like, if you're in a bikini club, like, you wear a bikini the whole time, but if you're in a topless club, then, like, you can kind of, like, have your top off whenever you're on stage 6 feet away from patrons. So, like, there's a lot of, like, rules about it. Like, sometimes you have to be, like, 2 feet off the ground on a stage. Yeah, we are having some crazy sound moments, so apologies to everybody ahead of time about this recording, but hopefully the content will outweigh the background noises. Can't control the environment. This is LA, and sometimes people want to listen to their bops really loud. Like, they want to fully bop. So, respect the bop.
Yeah, respect the bop.
Yeah, so the difference is, it's, like, liquor licensing. So for bikini and topless, like, there's drinks, like, alcoholic beverages and stuff. So, like, that can be good, but it also means that there's, like, a bit more restrictions on your dances. Like, you tend to have to, like, dance in, like, more public spaces. So it's, like, much more visible. You don't have private rooms. Full nude clubs without alcohol, they do have private rooms.
Oh, my God. And the drinks that they serve, it's just, like, Red Bull.
Red Bull. Water.
They have Diet Red Bull.
Coke.
Frappuccinos,
yeah,
at every club.
And it's like $6 to $10 for a drink. And it's a mandatory one drink minimum.
$12 at, like, my last club.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Which is, like, so funny because, okay, so at my first two clubs, so I've been at three clubs in total, and I've probably done, like, very few shifts per club, but, like, I'm settling on the club that Selena's at because I like it.
Yeah, and there's just, like, a lot of money at this club.
Yeah.
It's, like, in a good spot. We get a lot of travelers and a lot of business people because we're by a convention center.
But, like, the clubs that I was at, there was a requirement where the bartender had to come around and ask us while we were in the middle of our dances, or like if we were talking to a customer, she would come up and be like, do you want a drink? And we'd have to say yes, and if we said no, we'd get in trouble.
So you, like, some clubs you definitely have to sell drinks, and like there's a certain drink minimum or a requirement to say yes anytime you're asked if you want a drink, even if you really don't care about having a drink,
which is so awkward because like a lot of the customers at my first club were just like these working class people, I think, and they were kind of not trying to buy water for $12.
Yeah, which is understandable because I'm not trying to buy water for $12, but also like if you're not willing to pay $12 for a water, then you can't afford a lap dance.
That's true.
And like you just need to kind of be balling, to be real. Like,
but it really sucked because it sucked away my tips, I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Like they pay $12 and they think, oh, well, she's gonna get $12.
Yeah.
And it's like not the case.
Or they pay $12 and they're like, I've spent enough, like, extra money on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've treated you already.
I've treated you already to this drink that you didn't want. So, okay, so auditioning. So, most clubs, you're going to have to come in and audition. And the best way to do that, I would say, is you need to call ahead.
Wait, my first two clubs, I did not have to audition, though. So, I want to go on about that. So, my first club, Spearmint, which is like an employee club. Spearmint,
and it's a, right now, and it's a like chain, a chain, yeah.
Throughout LA.
Well, all over too, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? All over the U.S. or all over Cali?
Yeah, I think so. I think, well, I don't know if it's Cali, but I know it's like kind of Western United States. Like there's several Spearmint Rhinos. It's like a big chain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of walked in and the people were just like, they check you out.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't naked. And they were like, fill out this application. When are you ready to work? And then come in on that day.
Yeah.
Other clubs will sometimes be a little discreet about if they don't like you. They might, like, the manager might come out, look at you, and be like,
I'm sorry, but we're not hiring today.
Yeah.
Or we hired, like, three other girls already tonight, so maybe come back another day.
I'll keep your application in mind. I'll call you.
I'll call you and let you know. It's like a bad breakup, like ghosting. Mm-hmm. Like, you just get ghosted so regularly with these things. Like, I remember the first club I auditioned for, like, I came in without, like, calling ahead, and I just, like, showed up, like, ready. And I had, like, taken so long to psych myself up because I was, like, so scared. I was, like, so nervous. I was, like, oh, my God, I'm going to be on stage. I have to dance. I have to talk to people. I'm, like, have nothing to wear, and I'm really poor. So, like, I showed up, and they were, like, come back another day. And it, like, broke my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I was like, fuck, I have to, like, go all the way back. I paid for this Uber, and I have to Uber back. Oh, and then I have to Uber back another day. And I'm, like, so broke. So it was, like, a little crushing.
That was kind of my experience. I actually auditioned twice at Selena's club.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I auditioned,
it was this manager who kind of tends to discriminate against women of color. Like, he will definitely hire, like, any white girl on the spot. But, like, for women of color, he's like, I don't think we need more.
Yeah. So, I mean, he kind of, like, he did the whole, you know, turn around, let me check you out. Like,
I was 360.
Yeah, I was naked for this, and I really like that I don't have to get naked at this club. Another thing is that, like, in auditioning, or, like, in dancing, being a new stripper, I'm just kind of awkward at dancing.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Like, it's not a bad thing. Everybody's, like, awkward whenever they're learning a new skill, so.
But I already feel awkward enough. It's so shameful. But, yeah, and so, like, the additional stress of removing, like, bras are fine, but underwear over my, like,
over, boot, like, high shoes.
Yeah, it's really difficult, and I've fallen over several times in the middle.
Yeah, it's like, there's not really a very graceful way to take off your undies, like, because you have to, like, step over it and stuff like that. It's just, like, complicated. So I just,
Oh, wait, but actually this first audition I did wear my bra and underwear. But another thing happened. So I'm kind of like...
oh my gosh, I forgot about this part.
And I kind of tell them to play whatever song because I had a bad feeling that it wasn't going to go too well. And I didn't want any of my favorite songs to be tied to a failed audition. So they were playing, I think, Rihanna, some Rihanna song.
Yeah.
And it's, like, one that I don't think I've ever heard, but I didn't like it. And I didn't know how to move to it either. And I'm kind of just... I'm dancing and shaken to the music really kind of rapidly.
Yeah, going really fast. I think one of the baby stripper moves is, like, you start dancing, like, really, really fast. And, like, you have to, like, take it down to, like, a quarter of what you think is normal.
You want
to
go even slower than what you think.
Yeah, slower than you think, like, a crawl. Like,
yeah, like, whenever you don't know any moves, all you want to do is just gyrate. A little bit.
Yeah, except that you don't. Like, you just want to, like, move really slowly and, like, it's, like, it's hard to describe. And the best way to figure out how to dance like a stripper is to, like, go to a strip club, do a little research, like, watch some girls.
Man, I've been watching girls for every single time I see them on stage. Mm-hmm. I watch every dancer.
Yeah.
And take notes, and I'm still not getting it. But I think it'll just come. And
okay, well, to be real, you've only been dancing for maybe, like, 8 days in total.
That's true.
That's only 8 days to learn a skill that's complicated.
I'm very inconsistent, but I...
yeah, it's, like, first week, okay, now bye, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, I worked at that, I worked at Sin, spelled S-Y-N-N.
Sin is, like, one of the best names for a club, S-Y-N-N, nothing better.
But I wish it was just S-I-N. Yeah, I don't know Sin. Why they had to, like, chicken out like that.
They had to, like, make it extra, like, fancy.
I want Penance to be a club, and I Penance. Want it to be, like, all white.
Yes, oh my gosh, Penance is a club, but that sounds more like a kink club, like a dungeon.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, I think that the body shop should be more of a kink club, like car washes. We've got, like, cars with poles speared through them. And
that would be really hot.
It'd be really fucking hot.
Well, I mean, the reason why body shop is iconic is because I forget which band, like, one of those, like, throwback, like, Motley Crue or something had the song Girls, 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 and it's just, like, singing about the body shop on, like, Sunset. It's like, girls, girls, girls.
See, they could still do that.
Yeah, I mean, it could definitely, like, be better designed, like, all of these clubs, because they're just, like, designed by, like, really stupid men who have no sense of taste.
No sense of taste. Spearmint was the ugliest club that I've ever been in. Actually, that's a lie, because the club that we're working at is really fucking
It's
ugly.
Really ugly. It's, like, pirate brothel vibes, like, like, meets burlesque, like, velvet.
Oh, my God.
Curtains.
When the manager was taking me around. Okay, wait. I want to keep going on, like, auditions, because that's a whole audition experience, too.
Yeah.
He was something. He's a handful.
And oh, yeah. Managers are definitely, like, a whole genre of man.
But he was, okay, so in a lot of clubs, there's, like, pictures of naked girls on the walls,
yeah.
And they're not the girls that work there.
They're usually, like, porn stars or, like, stock images.
Yeah, but he was, like, I took all of these photos. He was, like, they're not exactly what I, like, envisioned, but I was just working for the client. And I'm, like, what? Who the fuck is the client? This is your club. Aren't you the fucking owner?
Who's the client?
He's like, I'm a graphic designer, so that's just what we do. We
Yeah. Man, anybody can call themselves a graphic designer.
I call myself a graphic designer.
I say I like to graphic, and I design.
I went to the Rhode Island School of Design. The best design school.
The best design school.
In North America.
In North America. Everybody knows the name. Say it loud. Say it proud.
I'm a designer. So, yeah. And so, okay.
Auditioning, you, like, so he takes you around.
Okay, wait. The second club that I got into was also no audition. So Sin didn't audition me. It was just, like, this
girl.
They
just looked at you.
Yeah, they looked at me. And they were like...
If they even let you in the fucking door.
Yeah, the manager didn't want to see me, but this girl came out, and she saw me, and she told the manager, she was like, this girl's really cute, you should hire her, come on. And he was like, I'm not in the fucking mood. She was just like... You
just
need
do
to
it.
Do it.
Just do it.
And so I walked in, and, like... he was like, okay, you're hired. Like, basically in the first, like, well, at first he kind of gave me the one go around.
The like spin around, the do the 360.
The just, no, not that. Just the sort of like, so why are you leaving your old club?
So why did you go? Why do you want to be here? And it's like,
I was just like, Well, I had like a really weird experience in one of the VIP rooms. I just want to start fresh at a new club because like...
This is partially the truth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is definitely partially the truth. I had a lot of negative feelings about Spearmint after that.
And a lot of it was like, people suck and people suck all over, but like you should at least be getting paid for people to suck.
Yeah. And it was just like no one was coming through, and even in like evenings and nights, Fridays, Saturdays, it was just empty.
It was a ghost town.
And it's just not the, I want a steady demographic of like old money or something.
Rich
people.
Just like rich people, not so much like day laborers. Like mm-hmm. I totally respect all kinds of labor, but totally. Like we are a fucking luxury item. So yeah. If you can't afford that, then like you know shit
people
sucks.
Were so cheap at Spearmint.
Yeah, they it's were like so we're not working cheap. For minimum wage.
I never got a single tip.
What the fuck? That yeah. blows my mind. So for auditioning, you should definitely do your research on the club. And there's chains versus local spots. I will say that I personally am a fan of, oh my god, this cart will not go away, of local spots. because locals, like, they can operate differently than, like, larger chains, and larger chains tend to have, like, a lower price range. So, like, they might, like, their most expensive dance might be, like, $100, or it might be, like, $200, versus, like, some of these other clubs where it'll be, like, the most expensive dance is, like, $600 to, like, $2,000. But also, I'll say, like, there are some exceptions, like Hustler has like the lodge, and the lodge is like $2,000. So
whoa.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Is that like a famous Insta person type of
No, Hustler is just like owned by Larry Flynn. It's like one of those like long standing chains. It's also connected to Deja Vu. Mm-hmm. So like Larry Flynn has like a share in Deja Vu and also in Hustler.
Okay.
So like it's just
so I could work there.
You could work wherever the fuck you want to work. If they hire you.
No, I can't work at Crazy Girls, though.
Yeah, well, Crazy Girls is, like, a handful. So there's also celebrity clubs, and that's where you see, like, a lot of, like, Instagram celebrity-type girls who dance there. Like, girls with clout who show up, and they have, like, their regulars. They have their online presence, and they come there, and, like, it's, like, you have to have really good publicity to end up in a lot of those clubs, or you just have to have, like, the most banginest body, to be real. So, and, like, I have, like, a regular body. Like, it's decent, you know? It's, like, I'm on the skinny side of, like, what a lot of those celebrity clubs want. They kind of want, like, thick girls, like, slim, thick, like, hourglass. Boom, boom, boom. Like, and I'm just, like, kind of, like, dude.
Yeah. My body is very au natural.
Au natural, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, with some of the celebrity clubs, there's, like, a lot of implants and, like, mm-hmm. kind of silicone involved. And that's totally chill. Like, I love it. I'm a huge fan of people who get implants and surgery and silicone. Like, go for it, girl. But, like, I don't do that right now because it's expensive. And it's an expensive thing to, like, maintain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I would suggest like doing some research, popping into some clubs, seeing what vibe you like, and making sure that you like kind of that you like the spot mm-hmm. before you go in
mm-hmm.
and that there's like decent customer activity. So like sometimes like a local spot may do more to like network with the community. Like they'll just like constantly like be handing out like vouchers to get in for free, putting like a lot of effort into their online presence, having like billboards and stuff like that. So like they might just like put a lot into it, and they might have been like in the same spot for like over a decade, so they have like a clientele that's consistently there. Like at the club that we both work at right now, we have like a lot of people who have been there for decades and who will like literally go into the same story of like, oh, I've been here for like 20 years and like I've seen it change, and remember whenever it was just like this tiny room and now it's like a huge like expanded club mm-hmm. and isn't that so amazing? I'm a huge fan, blah blah blah. So I think that that's kind of cool. But the thing with chains is that sometimes like the most random celebrities just pop up at these like chains. Mm-hmm. Like last weekend or the weekend before, Mike Epps like showed up at like the Deja Vu on Main Street. Mm-hmm. And my friend works there, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Yeah, like if you don't know who Mike Epps is, he wrote Friday, or like he directed or wrote Friday, I forget. Anyway, you might know him from Friday is the point. You might know that I'm not that familiar with a lot of like iconic Black cultural movies, and that's just because I grew up in a mixed household.
So, yeah, but more like just raised by Puerto Ricans.
More raised by a Puerto Rican mom. So like, to clarify, I'm a Black and Puerto Rican, so that you know like where I'm coming from.
And ditto.
Okay, so you've called ahead to your club, and you are ready to do your audition or to show up or to do your 360, however that may be. Mm-hmm. What do you need to bring? So for the most part, a lot of clubs will have you go straight to working the first, like right after your audition. So you should be ready to work. So what were you going to say?
Just that, like, my first club didn't do this. And actually, when I auditioned at Sin, or when I showed up at Sin.
When I appeared on their doorstep.
he was just like, so, when are you free to work? You can work now, or you can come back tomorrow. So, it was kind of an open-ended thing, but, I mean, I think they ideally want you to start working immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, if you audition at a place, come prepared for whatever.
Yeah, come prepared to either work or to have to come back another day, but regardless, you should be fully made up.
Fully.
You should have your makeup done, you should have your hair done. If you have short hair, have a clip-in extension or a clip-in ponytail.
Unless you're white, I think it's...
Unless you're white, and then, like, you can pretty much get away with anything. Yeah. But if you're, like, white Latina, like, if you're white Latina and you don't have curly hair, you have, like, if you have, like, straight hair, then they'll probably, like, let you do pretty much whatever, except for have, like, a shaved head, unless, like, you're Amber Rose level, like, curvilicious. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have that body adi adi to, like, show up there with any kind of hair. But if you're, like, on the slim side, if you're, like, black, if you have curly hair, probably try to have long hair, whatever that means to you, if it's wearing a wig.
It can't really often mean braids or locks.
Yeah, do not show up with braids because a lot of clubs will reject you. They will just not let you even audition. Mm-hmm. And that's the sad truth because there is a lot of discrimination. It is an industry that thoroughly discriminates.
The less black you look.
The more ethnically ambiguous you can make yourself look, the more likely you are to get hired and to also make money, which sucks so bad because it just makes you feel... Like, I mean, you just have this sense of, like, the internalized racism going on in the club, like, before you even start. Just, like, knowing that, oh, I have to, like, change myself from how I naturally am to, like, fit this image to make money, to be valuable to society, or to be valuable to this, like, endeavor or whatever.
Yeah, but... Actually, I mean, it also does depend a little bit on where you are.
It depends so much on where you are. Because, so if you're, like, in, like, Atlanta... Or if you're in Florida.
Or even downtown.
Or if you're in an urban club, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, in my first club, the dark-skinned black girl that I was working with, I forgot everyone's names at this point. Mm-hmm. Except for Hazel. Hazel was also black, but they were, like, the biggest money makers in the club. So, I mean, but at the club that we're working at, it's definitely kind of, like,
leans towards white and leans towards ethnically ambiguous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like one time I heard a customer be like, there's not any black girls at this club, is there? And I'm like, there are, but we're like all incognito.
Yeah.
And we all somehow seem to be black and Puerto Rican. Like, I swear there's like 5 black and Puerto Rican girls at this club. And there's like so few like Puerto Ricans in LA. Like, it's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was at my old club too.
Yeah, I'm just like, how did you find us all? I forgot to mention that there are urban clubs, and urban club, or urban is, of course, like, one of those coded words that means, like, black clubs. Mm-hmm. So, like, urban clubs will hire a more diverse, like, group of women and also, like, bodies. So, like, if you're, like, heavier, like, you might get hired at an urban club if you don't get hired at some of the other clubs. And so it's, like, good to, like, audition at multiple places. Don't take one rejection as the final rejection. A lot of times you're going to have to, like, hop around and see, like, what club is a good fit for you, what club provides the best benefits to you, what club gives you the best, like, split of the money, what club is just, like, working for what you need and is, like, has the clientele that likes you as you. So that's what I did, too, because I didn't start off at the club that I am at right now. Like, I started off at another club, And I was honestly like kind of too skinny for it. Like I have like a more athletic build, and I found that the club that I'm at is better for me because they have a lot of skinny girls, and it's like definitely focused on skinny girls. And like the clientele likes skinny girls, so I don't have to like grow a lot, or I don't have to like get in implants or anything to like make the money that I make.
I had like a little hack. This is kind of related.
Yeah.
But at my old club, so Hazel was the best dancer for sure. And like we didn't look alike, but to the untrained eye, people thought we were the same person. So she would get off the stage and then I might hustle the room a little bit. Yeah. I would get like some of her regulars started to come to me. And also like some people who were like, oh, I thought you were the girl on stage, but you're also cute. So it works out.
Yeah, so I mean, sometimes you just have to like figure out your hack to like make the money.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's in your bag? To get back to the question.
Wipes.
So bring baby wipes. Makeup.
Baby wipes. Okay, this is something that you might not think of, but like, you know, it's just for your odors. Like,
yeah, you're gonna get smelly. You're dancing. You're sweaty. You're rubbing against men who have various smells. Like maybe they smoked like a whole pack of cigarettes in their car. They've hotboxed all day and then they want to give you a hug and you don't want to smell like that. So you have baby wipes.
Yeah, and I mean, you might take a shit.
You might take a shit and you don't want to like leave like poop trail on them.
Yeah, or even just kind of like your butt kind of smells a little different.
Yeah, it does. It does, definitely. I remember one time, oh my God, I felt so bad because like there was this girl on stage and she was dancing and she had her like butt in front of this guy and I was like sitting on him and he like came up to give her money and I was like, go, like throw money at her, please. Because she's like fucking working. And anyway, then he came back and he was like, ooh, her butt was stanky. Like it smells like she just took a shit. And I was like, oh my God, like, how do you tell this girl, like, to, like, help her out in this moment and also, like, not offend her? And also, like, this guy maybe is just, like, super sensitive to butt stank. Like, some people are into it. Check out, like, Brazilian fart in your face videos.
I've had a few customers who've been really into just smells.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I had a guy who was just like, you're stinky and I like it.
I'm like, it freaks me out. They were like, don't tell me that. I had this guy sniffing my armpits. He was, and I was like, oh,
he just like took a really like deep inhale into my armpits and was like, I like that.
I've had guys be like, do you like, will you touch like your butthole? And then I want to smell your fingers.
Yeah, like you never know what these men are into, and like sometimes people are really into like the smells, like more cooch smells, more butt smells, more
some
pit
of the
smells.
Dirty talk I've heard, it, like this
it's legitimately
guy,
dirty.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I love it dirty. Like I just want to take you back to my place, and like you're gonna be so sweaty and stinky that you need to let your bush grow out, so it's just disgusting. And, like, it smells.
Wow.
I just want to take a big whiff. And
I
want to
take a big whiff. Yeah. So bring baby wipes is the moral of that story.
Because it's better to not cater to that niche kink.
Yeah, it's definitely niche, and overall men will complain about smells. So bring your baby wipes. Bring some perfume because you're going to be smelly and you want to like kind of mask it. I like personally, because I'm kind of a hippie, maybe you can tell by this shirt because I'm live right now. It's like full on hippie mode. So I like to do essential oil. So I'll like bring like lavender or like some kind of citrus mix.
And I honestly think those work better because of how like body odors are a little more earthy. Like having an earthy toned thing, like sandalwood in the back is pretty good.
Definitely. Like a lot of guys compliment me on this, like the way that I put on like whatever smells I have. They're like, oh, this is really nice. Like it's refreshing. Like they're like, you don't just smell like regular stripper, which not to downplay like the wonderful aromas of Victoria's Secret products.
True.
But like, you know, sometimes people want to shake it up and like, and also it's a bit more discreet. So like if a guy comes home smelling like lemons, it's less obvious than smelling like rustic rose from Victoria's Secret, like whatever.
Oh, another thing about that though is you don't want to do too much extra, like don't put on glitter.
No glitter, no body oil, because you will just make everything slick, and the lotion, no lotion ideally, unless it's really thin and you put
But specifically no glitter, think about your clientele as a bunch of people who are like trying to be discreet.
Who are probably married or with girlfriends or things like that, and they're trying to come home afterwards and not just be covered in glitter.
They've told their family members that they're at the bar.
Yeah, they're just drinking some cold ones with the boys, mm-hmm. cracking a few cold ones.
So if you can be discreet, yep.
That's going to be like a major benefit for your business and for your clientele, because you don't want to get people in trouble. Because, mm-hmm. oh my God, like this past Saturday, I was working and the DJ was like, Jim Collins, your wife is on the phone for you. Jim Collins, your wife
what?
Wants to talk to you.
Oh yeah. My God.
Yes, sometimes we get wives calling the club to be like, where the fuck is my mans?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Well, I mean, maybe she's chill with it and she's just like, you should be home by now.
Yeah, it's like, I need to be home now, please.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to cuddle me. I'm here for these cuddles and you're not here for that.
You've been there long enough, okay? It's been like 5 hours.
Okay, guy, it's been like 5 hours. So bring your ID. If you're in California, in certain parts, you need to have your social security card.
Bring
your social with you generally if you're auditioning, because you don't want to have to run home and get it. And a lot of clubs won't even register you.
Every
in the
club
system.
I've been to needed my social security card.
Yeah, every club that I've been to has needed my social. So, and like they may not even need like a fully current ID, but it just has to like be like a decent ID. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, my driver's license.
Driver's license works. If you have a passport, that works. Also, like, a lot of clubs hire international people who may not have, like, who may have irregular immigration status. And so, like, you know, just having whatever you have as an ID works.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they just needed to sign the paperwork.
What? Bring extra outfits.
Bring outfits.
Yeah, because sometimes you want to change. You get into the club and you realize the vibe is different from what
yeah.
you've been wearing.
Yeah.
And, like... Yeah, because these girls show up.
They really do. Like, nobody is half-stepping in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So bring snacks, because you're probably going to be hungry, and a lot of clubs don't provide food for you.
Mm-mm.
And you're working, like, six-hour shifts at least. So, like, most shifts last 6 hours. So you want to, like, have something to keep you going. They'll give you water at, like, most places. So, like, you don't have to worry too much about that. But bring some snacks. I used to, like, have protein powder shakes that I would just, like, drink to keep me from, like, getting too hungry and not bloating. Energy bars are always good. Also, you know what? What's amazing is that, like, there's just, like, not a lot of shame about eating at clubs. There's a lot of body positivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I will watch, like, girls eat whole burgers in front of me and, like, full plates of fries and then go dance on stage.
Yeah, a lot of girls just have a little belly.
Yeah, a lot of girls just, like, work with a full belly, and it's, like, totally fine
uh-huh.
because, you know, like, we need to eat. Like, we're humans, and everybody bloats after eating stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So it's, like, totally healthy, and, like, that's one of the best things.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing shoes.
Wait, I was just going to say also that on stage, just as a little tip, is you don't need to climb the pole.
You don't need to climb the pole, but we're not quite there yet.
No, I'm just meaning in your audition.
In your audition, don't try to do anything that you're
not...
know
how to do.
Yeah, you don't know how to do. Just, like, make it as simple for yourself as possible.
You don't even have to move to the beat. Just be sexy.
Just be sexy and interact with the audience as much as you can. Like, make eye contact.
Mm-hmm, make eye contact.
Like, jiggle your boobs for them. Be like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
You,
yeah.
come over here.
Yeah.
Give them the like, come hither finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, also in your bag, bring dancing shoes. I would recommend Pleasers, but there's other brands of dancing shoes that
Pleasers are standard.
Pleasers are the standard, though. Like, if you want all of, like, the swag, like, the dancer look, your clear heels type vibe, Pleasers are your go-to, and they're going to range in price from, like, $40 to, like, $200, depending.
Mm-hmm. Clubs will often have them to sell to you.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of clubs will offer to sell them to you, but they'll often be at a markup.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like, oh, these shoes normally cost $40, but we can sell them to you for $80.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like, try to bring your own. You can get them on Amazon for reasonable prices. That's where I order mine.
I recommend the boots because it makes it really easy to climb the pole.
Yeah, it protects your feet.
Nice. Yeah.
It protects your feet. You have a good grip for the pole.
Mm-hmm.
It protects your ankles, too, because you're dancing on, like, 6-inch plus heels.
Yeah.
So it's, like, any kind of additional support that you can have, like, is often great. But also, like, a lot of people just want to have, like, the aesthetic of, like, a really, like, thin, strappy sandal.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's, like, kind of the traditional look of strippers. Shoes, so
yeah.
you know, do what feels right for you. If you're totally comfortable in like 6-inch, 7-inch stilettos, and that like this is what you want, then do it. Do what makes you feel good, girl. or person, they, them, mm-hmm. or boy. Honestly, we have, like, a lot of trans strippers, to be real, and, like, a lot of them, they use she, her pronoun, or, she, her pronouns in the club, but, like, outside of it, they're, like, super butch. Like, there's this one girl at the club that I really like, or person at the club, I don't know what pronouns they use, but, like, they just, like, rock a totally shaved head all the time, and, like, they look super boyish IRL, but, like, in the club, they, like, put on a blonde, like, flowy wig, mm-hmm. and they're, like, just full-on girl mode, so it's just, like, you have to, like, cater your image to your job. It's just, like, any other uniform in a lot of ways, like, you just, this is what you wear to work, and then outside of that, you're your own self. Like, I could wear my hair like this in the club, like a big, like, curly afro type thing, but it would be a lot harder for me to make money, even if, like, there's gonna be people who are super into it. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, for me, I try to make my life easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're too poor to afford pleasers, I would say whatever high heels you have and whatever lingerie you have, or stop by Forever 21 or some other, like, shop that's pretty affordable, or even fucking thrifting. I've, like, thrifted some
outfits. All my bras are thrifted, actually.
Yeah. And they're cute bras. I mean, it's, like, definitely there's a stigma about, like, going and thrifting undergarments, but
I don't thrift underwear. Yeah. I don't think that's possible. Either.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest doing that, but, like, for bras, I mean, it's like, kind of whatever. It's like a shirt, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's, like, just covering your boobs, and, like, you're not excreting any extra stuff from your boobs. Mm-hmm. Unless, I guess, you're breastfeeding, which a lot of dancers, like, are breastfeeding, but it's, like,
pus. Sometimes people,
yeah, do. Or if you have, like, a nipple piercing and it's, like, oozing pus, and that's unfortunate, but, you know, it's not, like, gonna kill you or... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you have to kind of have, like, a high threshold for the gross whenever you're going into this industry.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've kind of covered your audition, where, when,
wait,
and stuff like that, and we've talked about what's in your bag. So let's start. Let's take a break for an ad.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I just want to talk more about auditioning.
Oh, well, we're going to. We're going to. We're just going to take a quick ad break, okay? So we've come up with some ads because we currently have no sponsors, but if you would like to be if you would like to sponsor us, we're really cheap right now. Give us $5 and we'll plug you. Venmo me, ask for my Venmo. It's summertime and the living is easy. You may recognize that line from the Broadway classic Porgy and Bess. I'm a big fan of classic things, like my uncovered mid-century porch, but these new retractable porch awnings might have me changing my tune. Globe Canvas manufactures the most state-of-the-art awnings catered to your needs. They'll make an awning for your two-bedroom colonial, your beachside condo, your duplex, your New York City fire escape, and more. Just listen to some of these real testimonials from our customers.
Globe Canvas arrived on time and I didn't have any problems.
There was a hole in my unit, but thankfully my wife has a sewing machine. Thanks, Nance. At first, I thought they were coming to rob me, so I called the police and pulled out my baseball bat. The police arrived, and the Globe Canvas guys almost got arrested. When the officers started walking away, boy did I cry. I never felt so vulnerable. In the end, we had to cancel my installation. Luckily, they gave me back my deposit.
Summertime, having a blast. Summertime, wish it could last. You'll never need grease for your retractable porch awnings by Globe Canvas. Schedule your installation today.